Mouser Trauma Center.
Yeah, hello, Mouser Trauma Center.
Yeah, how can we help you?
Yeah, I've got a problem out here.
Uh-huh.
And I need to get somebody out here. I know y'all's busy, but I got some mouse droppings on this server I need cleaned up.
Yeah, okay.
I got some hair balls.
That's not a problem.
And I got a few things I need cleaned up.
I understand.
I know you guys have been doing a real good job.
Sure.
Trying to get rid of most of the, you know, leftovers.
Sure.
But I got to be real frank with y'all.
Uh-huh.
They're starting to talk to each other.
Hmm. Okay.
And, you know, I'm thinking, and I'm real worried, that they may be trying to multiply, you know.
I'll be damned.
And that's just more work for us, and that just don't add up.
Okay, sir. Sorry about that. I'm about to apologize. We've got guys working around the clock out there. We'll dispatch a unit to your site immediately to get that cleaned up, and appreciate you calling the Mouser Trauma Center.
Welcome, Mouse Killers. It's A3D Radio on the air. It's July 6, 1998, and today I've become a masochist. You know, when it comes to the battle of the controllers, you know what you gotta do? You gotta speed up the hardware. You got to expand the capacity. You have to extend your connection. You have to isolate the controller, and you know why you've got to do that. And don't you know that's the truth? This is Menthol, A3D Radio, and it is for right now, you know? And it's not necessarily meant to last, and I think that it's all the better reason to get out there and do everything you can to eliminate the hardware factor and put the controllers head-to-head. You know, I've got a quick question for everybody when it speaks of right now, and that's how many people, you know, absolutely positively have every other clan member's ICQ number. And if you do have ICQ and you're out there and you're playing, are you cutting and pasting out of your GameSpy the server that you're on and putting it into your away message so that, you know, it's easier to find you? Or for that matter, people just putting the addresses of their favorite servers. You know, I have an Unbound list that I carry and have always done that with GameSpy. The places I like to play where I find people that I could, you know, enjoy playing with. This is pre-clan, you know, and I find that to be the I just love to pull up and just right click on somebody's name, go down and read their away message and find out where they're playing and go out there and just makes for a fun evening. It makes for that, it's better than playing a bunch of strangers and not getting any team play in at all and no practice whatsoever with other clan members, you know. I like to go out there and hop around, see another guy hopping around and say, okay, I know where we're at, you know, and networking and looking around corners, and you look around that corner and I look around this corner, and you know, we watch each other's backs, you know, because not everybody can afford, you know, to upgrade their hardware. Not everybody can afford to get a better connection and what have you. And so, you know, for right now, you know, things are really great. I mean, I've been out and seeing people on Rocket Arena servers. I've been seeing some people on Deathmatch servers and so forth. And, you know, there's still a lot of team play type mods out there that you can play, like a vanilla CTF as a server-side modification. You don't have to have any you don't have to download anything for that, and you can play team vanilla CTF. And a CTF, they just, you know, I think I mentioned that before. There's lithium deathmatch, which is, you know, it's kind of like when we play deathmatch. You know, you can kill your partners and so forth, but if you put on your skins and so forth, and you keep an eye on each other, you know. That's something that can be done. There's a particular server I like that's for fun. If you like to just, you know, get into some more fun stuff, is Quake 2 DM1, map that's being played all the time with unlimited ammo. I seen Panther over there the other night, and we played for quite a while, and it was a rough, you know, draw to the top. But they play this thing constantly, and you just play until you can't play no more. And if you get the top of the list, you just play until you're blue in the face, or you just fall over dead in your chair. Anyway, the IP address to that is 209.19.87.85, and when I want to warm up with Quake 2, that's where you'll find me. And for those who like to play Quake World, there's a, you know, other than the standard patches and so forth, there's one you don't have to download, and what you do is just load up all your Quake World servers in GameSpy, sort them by map name, and I personally found it by just looking for, you know, abandoned base, and then look for arena off to the right of it, and it seems like that's the one they play, the Quake World DM3, I guess, and you know, you can just, you know, log right onto it without any kind of patches. You don't have to have the arena or nothing like that. So if you don't have Quake World, you can always load it up and just get real generic with it and go out there and play team out there, because you just choose a team and you go out there and you bust heads with whoever else is out there. Okay, I've got something I wanted to confess and throw out there, and it has to do with a little match that took place not too long ago with me and an unnamed clan member. I was the one that initiated the move to the server, and that ran us into that Quake World Arena patch I was telling you about. That's the server-side only patch, and we were doing very well and very fairly on a public server against another team, which is made up, like I said at the beginning, when you log on to do the arena thing. You choose your team, what have you. Now, these two guys show up named Dis. That's their clan, D-I-S, and I'm probably not as swift on clan names since there's so damn many of them anyway. And maybe some of you guys know them. Maybe they're the greatest players on the whole face of the planet, but after, you know, some beatings went on, and I ain't saying that we did anything tremendous, they asked us to go to IRC and have an impromptu deathmatch on another server. We, cocky as we were at the time, went to the other server, and they wiped the floor with us. Well, after we logged off of, you know, that game, and just left them to whatever they wanted to do, I myself went into GameSpy and I refreshed the servers in my Unbound list to go someplace else, and noticed that that server was gone, that it had disappeared, that it probably wasn't a public server and was administered or what have you, but all I know is it was gone. And I just, you know, looked back and thought to myself, you know, that game was outrageous. I didn't know if it was talent. I didn't know if what the hell it was. And Scowl recently put up in spam mail that there's a lot of cheating going on Quake 2. There's cheating here, there's cheating there, and you know, A3Ders, we don't cheat, and there's no need to cheat. The controller speaks for itself, and whether or not we got beat fair and square, or whatever the case may be, you know what I got to say about that, don't you? Okay, so I played Manson again. I'm guilty. What can I say? You know, I mean, I'd rather be guilty of playing, you know, that song again, you know, on the radio show, than I would be guilty of cheating. You know, I'm going to probably have to sick the Tasmanian devil on those cheating ass mousers. Twist. There we go. Now I feel better. Anyway, I want to close off the show here by asking everybody to get back with me on pinging the ns1.galstar.com. That server would be a place that I could connect up a Quake clan server for Quake, Quake World, Quake 2, and no Rocket Arena 2 has been suggested so far, but I just don't know how many people's pinging it and what kind of results they're getting. I'm going to check spam mail soon and see. But, you know, we could use that thing, and I know Rathen's page hasn't been updated since March 18th of 1998 due to lack of interest in a team game like Team Fortress. I personally love it. I don't know about anybody else, but nevertheless, maybe there will be a Quake 2 version of this soon. The roster back then was Scowl, Smile, myself, CyberGimp, who is the guy that introduced me to the Assassin rigs that puts me where I am today, and yes, brought me to the light. Little did he know. And then Rathen and Volcano. And if anybody else is interested or has got a chance to play, I mean, you're talking about having a good way to, you know, make use of your buttons on your joystick. That's a real configuration nightmare, but it can be in Team Fortress, like Mega Fortress, for instance, a really good thing, and I like the idea of the 3.0 clan patch that's been put out. Anyway, get back with me on that. I'd like to hear some feedback on that, and if it pings well, we'll set that thing up for something, you know, and have it out there. It'll be super fun. Anyway, I'd like to close off here with a little bit of information about... you know, how I'd like to change this little ending here a little bit. You know, between us and between the Mousers, you know, without them, there's really no us, and without us, there's really no them, and they don't really realize that yet, but it's true. And though they hate each other, that's because they're insane. And I think this little song here will help you to see them, you know, as we love them, loving to kill them. Anyway, this is Menthol. This is A3D Radio, signing off. Such a feeling's coming.